You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. Sorry for being so late. It was totally phenomenal. We're getting phone lines crossing over. If they're crossing over, disconnecting me, and it's not the fault of the people that are making the phone calls. It's pretty crazy because this is the election night as we speak. Obama against McCain in the United States. So now, right now, as far as I hear, Obama's a little bit further ahead, and I'm not sure if he's won yet, but people are trying. Yes, the kid, they're saying he's won, so Mr. Obama, I was going to say Osama. Obama has won presidential election. I was confirmed. Yes, he's won. Okay, everybody keeps telling me in the chat room. I'd like to welcome everybody in the BBS Radio chat room, as well as the Pal Talk chat room. Welcome, everybody, in Between Two Worlds. We actually, even though we're starting a little bit late here, but I want to let you guys let you all know, this is interesting because basically we talk about, you know, the changes in our life regarding the year 2012. We talk about the Mayan calendar. We talk about how things are going to change, how the Earth is going to shift, how everything's going to become the change of who we are. Well, basically, I have a really wonderful friend here, and actually, his name is Francisco Cuergo, if I say this correctly. Some people call him Paco. Now, Francisco was born in Bogota, Colombia in 1955 and has lived in various Native communities in many countries, including Colombia, Guatemala, Argentina, and the U.S., He also has a degree in anthropology from the University of Human Science in Colombia. Now, Francisco has spent the last 25 years working in astrology to aid families and individuals, and he has also held numerous conferences on the Mayan calendar and astrology in many countries, including Argentina, Guatemala, U.S., and Colombia as well. Now, it was in the year of 1993 that the representative of the Mayan elders in Guatemala appointed Francisco the position of the Mayan priest. He has been working throughout both the American continents ever since, sharing his vision and passion for the world peace. He is also a medicine keeper, a pipe carrier. So he actually has great knowledge when he works with people, healing of the sacred Mother Earth, and is most importantly to unite the people of the North and South American continents. Throughout his spiritual journey, Francisco has been given many sacred instruments to the aid of all humanity. He has been granted by the elders to hold sweat lodges and Mayan fire ceremonies. Now, I like to find out what a Mayan fire ceremony is. During the first gathering of the indigenous elders and priests in November of 1995, the Mayan elder, Don Carrillo Perez Oxla, I'm not sure how to say it, I'll have to ask after, was named president of the Continental Council of the Indigenous Elders and Priests. Francisco was asked by the elders to direct the International Table of Elders at this gathering, and it was here that he was called to be a part of the Continental Council of Elders Minors. The responsibility was given to him to hold the second gathering of the Continental Council of Indigenous Elders and Priests in Colombia. In July of 1997, this gathering was held in the Amazon jungle in the community of Aduche, where more than 500 elders attended from both the American continents. Wow. In 1998, Francisco organized a 36-hour event to pray for the world peace. Many indigenous cultures participated, including Colombia, Peru, Bolivia, Mexico, and the U.S., and for the first time, a sacred pipe from the Lakota was used in the ceremony at this public gathering for peace. The Native American Orville-looking horse who is the 19th generation sacred pipe keeper, invited Francisco to the World Peace Gathering in July of 1999. This gathering was held in Pipestone, South Dakota. In August of 2008, Mayan elder Don Carrillo Perez Oxlage was appointed as the extraordinary ambassador of the indigenous people of Guatemala by President Alvaro Colón. Francisco attended this ceremony as the South American representative of the indigenous people. Now, Francisco has also held three riding horse ceremonies for world peace in Argentina. The goal of riding horse ceremonies was to complete the prophecies of the eagle and the condor by moving the energies of South America into north. This prophecy says the people from the center, the Mayan, will unite the condor, the people from the south, with the eagle of the north. The people will unite because all we are all like the fingers of the hand, and Creator is the big thumb. In 2008, he was appointed the position of the Mayan Council, representative of the Mayan elders, to assist in the organization of the gathering in 2009, which will be held in Arizona. The main purpose of the gathering is to reunite the wise elders of the American continents, who are the true knowledge keepers of the prophecies and the true voice of Mother Earth. I'd like to welcome, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Francisco. Are you there, Francisco?
Buenas noches. ¿Cómo están ustedes todos? Estoy muy contento de estar acá en Canadá, en especial en este lugar tan hermoso, Vancouver.
Oh. Good night, everybody. Good night, Derek. We are really happy to be here in Canada, in this special place from Vancouver.
Well, thank you very much.
Muy feliz de poder compartir con las personas que viven acá en este lugar tan especial y a todos les quiero mandar un gran abrazo y decirles que estoy acá para poder compartir con ellos con mucha felicidad.
Paco, he's really happy to be here, and me, we are really happy to be here in this special place with these special people. And he really wants to send you a big hug to everybody, for you, and to share. He wants to share his knowledge and everything with you.
Well, thank you very much. We'll give Paco a big group hug. Now, when it's mentioned in the writings that he actually is working with the eagle and the condor, I have to share a story with Paco, because myself, I was very fortunate. I've never been to Colombia. I've never been to Guatemala. I've never been to across the border, truthfully. But there was a young woman that was sent to me from an elder from Peru. And she said that he told her that she was to bring back two condor feathers for me. It was for me to use for healing people. At the time, I didn't know anything about this until she arrived with them. Now, in our country, I'll be honest with you, in another country, you're not allowed to bring condor feathers back because they're very well protected. But the interesting story to it was that she carried in her pack sack, and they never even, the people, I mean, I'm going to share something, but truthfully, but they carried in her pack sack, and she never got herself in trouble. But I really strongly feel that Spirit had a way to bring those feathers to me. Now, since I've received them, I use them for healing people with, and they're totally, totally phenomenal. Because when I held them for the first time, I knew there was a reason for it. And I strongly feel also that wherever we travel, there's a lot of great people like Paco who has something that comes from their heart that has to be shared. Does that make any sense?
Y él siempre las ha utilizado para sanar. Es la medicina que él ha utilizado y me parece muy importante compartir esa historia contigo y con la audiencia.
Ah, muchísimas gracias. Para mí también es muy importante que tú hayas podido estar en el sur y que el Cóndor te haya brindado, que tú hayas estado con las plumas del sur y que el Cóndor te haya brindado esas plumas para usarlas en la medicina.
He said thank you very much, and he said that it is very important that you have that, those feathers to healing and to use for the medicine, as the medicine. It is really important to use those feathers.
Oh, thank you. That's what I do, because when I work with a client, I place the feathers on top of them, and they actually, they say they feel lighter feeling. They feel, well, they feel like they want to fly away.
Que parece que fueron a volar.
Muy grandes las plumas de cóndor.
They are very big. The cóndor feathers are really big.
They're bigger than an eagle feather.
Más grandes que las plumas del águila.
Muy grandes.
Much bigger.
Now, I want to talk about 2012. I want to talk about, let's talk about the Mayan calendar. There are a lot of people who have actually had their own certain understanding of the Mayan calendar. And these are people that are not taught by the Mayan. They're just reading out of a book. Do you feel that there is a difference between the book and your teachings?
Es un poco difícil realmente poder comprender a través de los libros qué es lo que está sucediendo.
It's a little bit difficult to try to understand what is happening now through the books.
Porque son muchas interpretaciones.
Because there are many ways how you can interpret the books.
Acerca de lo que puedan decir los abuelos directamente, los abuelos de la cultura maya.
There are many interpretations, the way that the people can interpret that the elders said about the Mayan culture.
Pero lo más importante que yo creo.
But the most important thing.
Es que la humanidad está sintiendo que un cambio se aproxima en el planeta Tierra.
Is that the humanity is understanding that there's a change in our planet, our Mother Earth.
Realmente dentro de la cultura maya aparece en la profecía un gran cambio que se aproxima para este tiempo.
In the Mayan culture, in the prophecy, there's a really big change that is coming now at this time.
Porque en la cuenta larga que se lleva en el calendario maya.
Because there's a long account in the Mayan calendar.
Esta cuenta ya está finalizando.
And that account is like finishing at this time.
Lo difícil es tener la exactitud, la precisión en la comparación con el calendario gregoriano.
It is a little bit difficult to be exactly with the Gregorian calendar and to do the comparison with the Gregorian calendar.
En este momento, para dentro del calendario de la cuenta larga.
In the calendar with the long account, the Mayan calendar.
Se aproxima un gran cambio.
It comes a big change.
Y este cambio es para toda la humanidad.
And that change is for the whole human beings, for the humanity.
Es para el planeta Tierra.
It's for the planet, for the Mother Earth.
Eso es una posición matemática en el recorrido que ya va haciendo por este, en este vuelo en el universo.
It's a mathematic change that is being, that the Mother Earth has been doing in this traveling by this flight in the universe.
Y eso es lo que ya está presintiendo la humanidad.
And that is the humanity's feeling at this time.
Yo estaba hablando con los abuelos acerca de la fecha.
I was talking about with the elders about the date.
Aparece una fecha 21 de diciembre del 2012.
And it appears the date December 21 of 2012.
Pero los abuelos dicen que posiblemente pueda haber un error.
But the elders said that it could be a little error in that date. It could be changed a little bit.
En la comparación calendárica.
In the comparison with the Gregorian calendar.
Pero eso puede ser unos poquitos años, muy pocos años de diferencia.
But they could be a few years, a few years in the difference between those calendars.
La realidad es que la humanidad ya está sintiendo el cambio.
The reality is that the humanity is feeling the change now.
Y que esta cuenta larga ya se está acabando en el calendario maya.
And this long account in the Mayan calendar is finishing now.
Por eso pueden haber muchas interpretaciones.
For that reason, it could be different interpretation about that.
Pero se puede sintetizar que se puede decir en síntesis.
But we can say in a synthesis.
Que el cambio es muy importante para la humanidad.
That the change is really important for humanity.
Se puede decir que el cambio nos va a permitir una relación en armonía con el planeta Tierra.
We can say that change let us have a different relationship with our Mother Earth and with our planet.
Y eso es lo importante.
And that is the really important thing.
En eso coincidimos.
And we get agree in that position.
Is there, do people have to worry about, right now, a lot of people are going through the worries of fear of dying, or fear that we're going to have earthquakes, or fear of that the earth's going to shake really bad. Do you feel that this has something to do with the same thing, or will it not take place?
¿Tú sientes que la gente tiene miedo en este momento? ¿Tienes miedo de los temblores, de que pueda morir, de todo lo que pueda pasar?
Sí, yo creo que se ha vuelto algo de mucha alarma. Se ha puesto una alarma muy gigante.
I think there's a big warning. The people put a big warning about that date.
Sí, pero también debemos entender que nosotros hemos sido partícipes en este desorden que hemos creado en la relación con la Madre Tierra.
But we must to understand that we are part of that disorder that we create in our Mother Earth.
Porque dejamos de participar en armonía con la Madre Tierra.
Because we lose the participation with the harmony in our Mother Earth.
En nuestras relaciones entre los humanos.
In our relationships.
En relación con la creación del Gran Espíritu.
In the relation with the creation of the Great Spirit.
Y esto es lo que produce temor.
And that is the worry for the people.
Si nosotros nos ponemos a pensar.
If we stop to think.
Lo que de verdad tenemos seguro es nuestra muerte.
The only thing that we have sure is the death.
No sabemos cuándo, pero seguro que vamos a morir.
We don't know when, but we for sure we're going to die.
Entonces el temor no es por la muerte en sí.
the worry is not for the worry is not for the death.
Yo pienso que la humanidad está sintiendo un dolor.
The humanity is feeling a real pain.
Un dolor que le produce el haberse separado de lo sagrado.
That pain comes because the people know that the people was away from the Mother Earth.
Y esto lo pone muy triste.
And that gets sad, the people.
Y les produce temor.
And get worried.
Porque no sabe cómo retornar.
Because they don't know how to return to the Mother Earth.
No saben cómo retornar de nuevo a lo sagrado.
They don't know how to return to the sacred.
Y eso es lo que está allí en el inconsciente, apareciendo como un gran temor.
And that is appearing now in the unconsciousness of everybody, like a worry.
Do people, I myself, when I was younger, in my visions, I've envisioned an earth shift as well. And when I noticed it, I was watching waters rise. And I had spirits coming to me and telling me, these are very tall spirits. These are people that are 8-9 feet tall. And they were showing me a, looked like a television set, but it shows me the future, what was happening. Do you have that similar type of vision yourself?
Él tuvo una visión, desde pequeña tenía una visión y él veía como los espíritus le hablaban y le decían lo que iba a pasar en el futuro, como una especie de televisión mostrando lo que iba a pasar en el futuro. ¿Has tenido ese tipo de visión?
Yes, he tenido.
Yes, Paco, he had that vision.
Y también tengo la tercera revelación que le hicieron. Que la tercera revelación que el Consejo Maya acaba de hacer hace 5 años.
And Paco also have the third revelation that the Continental Council of Elders, the Mayan Council of Elders have received like 5 years ago.
Esa revelación habla precisamente de un momento difícil por el que va a pasar la humanidad.
That revelation talks about the a moment, a very difficult moment that is going to happen here in the planet.
Y esa revelación se hizo casi proyectada en una pared.
And that revelation, the elders received it like in a television,
mm-hmm.
projected in the wall.
Con varios ancianos estaban ahí.
There were several elders looking that revelation.
Y es cierto, va a haber un momento difícil para la humanidad.
That is true. It will be a very difficult moment for the humanity.
Pero también debemos empezar a entender.
But also we have to start to understand
que debemos prepararnos para un nuevo momento.
That we have to be prepared for a new moment.
Un momento de verdadera paz y de verdadero amor.
A moment for real peace and real love.
Y eso es lo que nos va a llevar a una conciencia superior.
And that is going to bring us for a superior consciousness.
El acontecimiento del que se habla en estas fechas aproximadas de 2012.
The moment that the people talk about the 2012.
No es solamente un acontecimiento para un año o dos años.
It is not only for 2 years or 1 year.
Y no solamente habla de algo difícil por la que te va a atravesar la humanidad.
And it not only talks about a difficult moment for the humanity.
Nos está hablando de algo muy importante que viene para la humanidad.
they're talking about also for a new moment for the humanity, a very important moment for the humanity.
Momento de una conciencia muy elevada.
A new consciousness, a elevate consciousness.
Momento de libertad.
A freedom.
Tiempo para ser felices.
Do you think it's like a, well, let's use the word, do you think it's a psychic consciousness to raise awareness and vibration to the earth for everyone? Or is that just for people that have these gifts?
¿Tú crees que es un momento que en el que las personas deben vibrar en otro nivel psíquico?
Espiritual.
Espiritual.
Sí, debemos empezar. Ese es el llamado que entiendo los abuelos, nuestros abuelos ancestrales están haciendo ahora.
Is that the elders are making a call to the humanity?
Porque allí en la profecía precisamente está guardado esto, este llamado a la humanidad.
Because the prophecy talk about calling the humanity.
A ponerse en un estado vibracional distinto.
To get into other states in the vibrations state, different vibration state.
A tener un plan de vida diferente, un proyecto de vida diferente.
To have a new project of life.
No con las ilusiones.
Not with the illusions.
Pero sí con entregados a lo sagrado y a el retorno, es el retorno a la ley natural.
Is the return to the natural law.
Retorno a lo sagrado.
Is the return to the sacred, to the sacred law.
Do people have to start collecting herbs and start growing their own vegetables, start being more aware of the earth?
Hay gente que está empezando a recolectar hierba.
Eso yo lo que entiendo de lo que los abuelos están hablando.
What I understand that the elders said.
Es más que colectar. Eso puede ser importante.
It is really important to do that, but more than that.
Lo más importante es que la humanidad debe entender que debe retornar a lo sagrado, al respeto a la Madre Tierra.
And the most important thing that the elders talk about is to return to the Mother Earth and to return to the respect to the Mother Earth.
Porque podemos tener la
I understand what this means.
Podemos tener las semillas, podemos tener guardado todo de comida.
Because we can have some food, we can have the seeds collected.
Para un momento difícil.
For a very difficult moment.
Pero cuando pase el momento, entonces volvemos a lo mismo.
But when the moment passed, we return to the same thing.
Al mismo irrespeto a la tierra.
The same unrespectful to the Mother Earth.
Es bueno guardar las semillas.
It's good to keep the seeds.
Para un momento difícil.
For a very difficult moment.
Pero lo más importante es retornar a lo sagrado de la Madre Tierra.
But the most important thing is to return to the sacred of the Mother Earth.
So basically, vibrationally, we have to learn to respect the Earth more instead of having to try to destroy it. Most people are building more houses on it and taking away a lot of the forestry where we have a hard time breathing. A lot of people are getting sicker. Does that make sense?
Sí, que entonces en vez de destruir y construir casas y por eso es que mucha gente se está enfermando, se empieza a enfermar por la respiración.
Claro.
Que ver con...
Las ilusiones de la humanidad.
The illusions from the humanity.
Sus deseos.
The desires.
Y su egoísmo.
and they're selfish.
Lo ha llevado a retar a la ley natural.
Getting to these people to confront the natural laws.
Y eso es lo que ha llevado a las enfermedades a la misma humanidad.
And for that reason, the people get sick.
Porque nosotros somos parte de la naturaleza.
Because we are part of the nature.
Nosotros somos parte del universo.
Because we are part of the universe.
Pero cuando nosotros nos separamos de esa verdad.
But when we are part of that truth.
Inmediatamente se desordena toda nuestra vida.
It's getting to a disorder in our life.
Se desordena la sociedad.
The society getting to a chaos.
Se desordena la ecología.
It's a disorder in the ecology.
Se desordena el balance de la madre tierra.
It's they're not balanced in the mother earth.
Debemos terminar ya con esos emociones alteradas.
We have to finish with those emotional. Alterate emotional.
Debemos terminar ya con esas ilusiones que nos apartan de la realidad y de lo sagrado de la madre tierra.
We have to stop with those illusions that apart ourselves from the mother earth.
Y debemos eso para permitirnos entrar en balance y en armonía y en paz.
So it let us get into the balance with harmony and in peace.
How long have you done this work with the elders?
¿Cuánto tiempo has estado trabajando con los abuelos?
Oh,
long time.
36 years.
Since you're a little poquito?
Desde que eras paquito.
Posiblemente cuando tenía 14 años, 15 años.
Since he was 15 years old, he started to working with the elders.
Conscientemente.
Consciously.
Did they choose you, or did you choose them?
¿Te los escogiste o ellos te escogieron?
No, mi destino.
That was his destiny.
Yeah. So they walked up to you and said, "You're going to share the world."
Él se despertó y dijo, vamos a compartir con el mundo.
Ese es el trabajo que mi destino marcó para mí.
That was the work that the destiny chose for Paco.
What's the difference between a Mayan calendar and your westernized calendar?
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre el calendario Gregorian calendar?
Yeah, Gregorian calendar, yeah.
Yes. Y el Maya. El calendario Maya igual.
Esta pregunta está buena.
Good question.
Muy buena.
Very good.
Muy buena, gotcha.
La diferencia es...
The difference is...
Que con el tiempo en el calendario gregoriano...
That in the time with the Gregorian calendar,
la gente se pone a un ritmo.
The people get into a rhythm.
A un ritmo de sus propias ilusiones.
The rhythm of their own illusions.
No al ritmo real.
Not the real.
La sincronía con el universo.
Rhythm from the synchronized of the universe.
Posiblemente entendemos 365 días dándole la vuelta alrededor del sol.
Maybe we can understand the 365 days around the sun.
Y eso es una matemática.
And that is a mathematic.
Pero no entendemos la importancia de la sincronía en ese movimiento con el universo.
But at that time, there's not synchronized with the universe, with the movement of the universe.
Con el otro calendario, con el calendario sagrado de nuestra cultura, la cultura maya.
With the Mayan calendar, with the calendar.
Con este calendario nos permitimos ser viajeros del espacio y del tiempo.
We let us be a part of the travelers from the time of, and the space.
Con ese calendario podemos entender que somos parte del universo.
With that calendar we can see that we are part of the universe.
Y que podemos ser conscientes del trabajo que debemos realizar como parte del universo.
And we have the opportunity to have consciousness with that calendar, how we are part of the universe and the work we have to do in this universe.
¿Qué es la diferencia?
That's the difference.
When did Paco? Now you're married to Paco, right?
Que cuando nos casamos.
Did he use the Mayan calendar to find you?
Que se usaste el calendario maya para encontrarme.
Nos dejaste llevar por nuestro destino.
We let us let the destiny get together, meet together.
Ese es otro lenguaje importante de la naturaleza.
That is other important language from the nature.
Aceptar el destino.
Accept the destiny.
Ir con él.
Go to the destiny, with the destiny.
Y transformamos con él.
And transform our destiny together.
Estoy tratando de transformarme con mi mujer.
I'm trying to transform with my wife. Transform. We are trying to transform in ourselves together.
Do you guys have any little porquitos yourself?
Yes, we have one boy, 4 years, and a girl, 11 months.
Yeah, any more?
Yes.
Ah, yes, Paco, he has more sons.
Yeah?
Eight.
Oh, boy.
In total, eight.
Well, I hope that your children do the same thing that you what you're doing. Do you feel that any of the children have the same gift as you?
Yes, they both have Indian names, and we think, we hope our work is for our kids, mm-hmm. for the next generation, for our kids, for our grandkids and for our family. The things we do is not only for us, it's for our future.
Well, good. Now, you have, you're visiting Vancouver, British Columbia, and Canada here, and you're staying over with Cheryl.
Yes.
Now, Cheryl Harnish actually has a studio called the Fractal Art Studio in White Rock, British Columbia.
Yes.
And so Paco and his wife are staying there, folks. Now, they are going to be putting on an astrology class, Mayan astrology class. There's a 3-day intensive. Those of you who are in the Vancouver area, they're putting this on. And it's happening for November the 11th to the 13th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the participants will learn to calculate their own birth charts and to give astrological readings based on this ancient and extremely accurate calendar system. And the students will receive a Mayan ephemeris and handouts. So now the cost is $400 per person. It's $50 discount for those who are attending the presentation at the Spec Hall. Now that he's going to be also doing a demonstration of his work at Spec Hall, and that's going to take place in Vancouver. The address is 2150 Maple Street at 6th Avenue in Vancouver, near 4th and Burrard. Those of you know where it is, those who are listening in, and those who are unable to get there, please not to worry, because Francisco and his wife are traveling across Canada and United States, so they'll have their schedules out available for where they are doing their program, and is absolutely phenomenal. Paco and I have actually been talking just for a very short time, but I feel that somehow we know each other. I just know it. We met somewhere before. But we're coming to a close of our radio show, and, you know, time is has gone by so quick. And I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. And I hope that this is actually will benefit everyone. Now, those of you who want to make contact with them, you can contact Cheryl Harnish. Now, I'll give you the phone number. It's 604-542-2211. Again, 604-542-2211. Or you can contact her through her email, or her website is www.fractalart.ca. It's F as in father, RACTALART.ca. If you can't get through to them, if you're unable to hear what I have said, give me a call. It's whiteskycloud.com. Email me, whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, and I'll forward your emails to these folks. And if you ever want to make contact with them or talk about anything or even want to get a reading, they do readings. He does astrology readings. And if you're interested, give them a call. Or give me a call, we'll pass information on to you. It's worth your while. He's a very, very talented man. And anyways, folks, I'd like to thank you very much for listening in. This is Derek Whitesky Cloud. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate being on the show.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much.
Gracias también. Y quiero agradecer a tu programa.
Paco wants to say thank you to you and to everybody that is listening at this time.
Y quiero agradecer también a todas las personas que habitan en este en Vancouver.
And he wants to say thank you to all people listening in this beautiful country.
Y me alegra poder compartir el mensaje de nuestros abuelos con todos ustedes.
And we are really happy to share the message from the elders with all of you guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Anyways, it's been a pleasure, folks, to have you on the radio. Next week, we're going to have two good friends on the show. We're going to be talking about Frank's Box, and we're also going to be talking about the program that I mentioned to you earlier, that we're going to be doing the Paracon 2009 in Las Vegas. And this is the box that we talked about that's called Frank's Box, that actually you can talk to the dead. And we're doing this on for February the 15th and 16th, which basically is President's Day, which is regarding the U.S. So we're trying to see if we can talk to the dead presidents. Anyways, something to investigate, something to try out. Folks, thank you very much for listening. This is Derek Whitesky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio. It's been a pleasure listening, a pleasure talking. Take care, folks. Be safe.